Hey everyone, welcome to the Cornerstone Family Talk podcast, a conversation designed to help people grow deep and live tall. There's no better place for people to grow than in a family. So welcome to the family. You'll find out very quickly that this is a compilation podcast, one episode you may hear an interview. The next may be a story or a testimony, or we may be diving deep into theology or church leadership. So welcome to Family Talk. Let's get started. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to Family Talk. I am here with Robbie Pilcher and Chris Yarber, and I'm Kevin Brown. We are all part of the pastoral staff here at Cornerstone Church. And in this first podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about ourselves and how we got to Cornerstone Church. Each of us has a little bit different story. In the future, though, this podcast is really going to be a collection of different stories in a sense. You know, at times we're going to sit down and maybe talk theology, talk about some different viewpoints when it comes to different theological positions, or just dive deep into a topic that maybe we can't really go as deep on Sunday mornings. Or we're going to sit down with a church family member, you know what I mean, and talk about their testimony, allow them to share in depth about what God has done in their life. And so it's just be a combination of things. Sometimes we'll have guest speakers coming in that will be with us on Sunday morning, and we want to sit down and just kind of go deeper with them. So this is just going to be kind of a compilation of different things, but it all has to do with family, the Cornerstone family. And so that's why we're calling it Family Talk. So again, I've got these guys with me today, and sometimes you guys will be hosting it by yourself, or we'll be together, hosting together. But today we want to talk about our stories and how we came to Cornerstone. So that's where we want to start off this morning. So does anybody want to go first here? I know we're all itching to...
Chris does.
I was about to say,
I'll let Robbie go first. I'll let Robbie go first. But no, I can go first. I think my story is shorter than Robbie's. Yeah. So I guess for me, it began when I went to Lee University. I first went to college wanting to be a music major, and but then was... very, very uncomfortable when I got there with the classes and the direction I was going, which was kind of odd for me because all of my life I kind of saw myself going into music and wanted to be in orchestras and stuff like that and play full time and make a living off of that. So I was very surprised when I got there, and I actually really disliked those music theory classes and other courses. Because that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. And so after spending some time praying about it, I felt as if God was telling me to switch my major to ministry, which really confused me at the time. But I thought, okay, if I do this and if this is you, God, then I'll do my best to listen and see if I have peace about that situation after making that switch. And so I did make that major switch, felt a lot of peace, really began to enjoy my classes and what I studied, was really interested in theology, which was surprising to me at the time, because that's not something I had really spent a lot of time diving into beforehand. And then it came time towards the end of my courses there to do an internship. And so this was between my sophomore and junior year. And so, of course, as you all know, I have family that comes here to Cornerstone in Americus. And they asked you if you would be okay with having an intern. We had had interns in the past here at Cornerstone, but it hadn't been something that had been done for a while. And so you agreed, and I came down and spent the summer. And that first internship to me went really well. And then between junior and senior year, I was interested in doing it again. And you all accepted, so came down again. And then it was towards the end of that internship that I began thinking, I may want to come back here and actually stay, because I really enjoyed working with you two and really enjoyed the people here and just the variety of ministries that I got to participate in. I really enjoyed that. And so we had conversations about that, of course, my senior year of college, and we got it together, and now I'm here. And I've been here for 5 years now. So
awesome, man.
Kind of a short story, but that's really it.
And how has your experience here been over the last 5 years? How would you sum that up and describe that?
Would you like for me to go in detail? And
a summary version.
It's been great. As I said, to me, the most interesting part has been to participate in a variety of ministries. So see ministry through the eyes of worship and media, but also youth and kids, also adult life groups, also the admin side, the side that no one else really sees. And I would say, as I've told you before, I think surprisingly the work I've enjoyed the most is working with our students. That's become a big passion of mine and something that I really enjoy. I also like the organizational part of it as well, and doing the things that no one ever sees, because I think those things in ministry really, really matter. And you need those kind of servants and those who are helpers to come in and to do things that no one else will recognize but are necessary for ministry to continue moving forward. And so, and being able to learn from everyone too over these past 5 years. I mean, I could make a list of things that you've taught me. I could make a list of things that Robbie has introduced me to, and other people here that work here, how I've just learned and continued to grow over these past 5 years. And so I look forward to in the future learning more and being introduced to new things and continue to keep things organized and continue to find out what I may be passionate about as we continue to grow the ministry.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. I tell you, Chris, I appreciate you. You do so much around Cornerstone. I know we joke about all the hats, you know, you wear and things you do, but yeah. You know, we do rely on you so much. So we do appreciate all your help here and all that you do. So you make things run very smoothly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I just count on you. So
thanks, man.
Of course, I also appreciate Robbie. Robbie does a lot around here too, leading our Marion County campus. And so, Robbie, you've been here really the longest. You've been here longer than me, not on staff, but been here at the church. And so tell us your story.
So I guess I really have got a couple of stories. I got a story of how I came here as a member, because I've been here since 1990, so 32 years. So anyway, and then the story of, you know, how I ended up, you know, being a pastor. And so I'll try and make it quick. I am a detailist, so you know I like to get all the details in. So, but really, in 1990, I had a tragic accident with my parents, lost both my parents in a plane crash. And that caused me really to question my priorities. I reprioritized everything in life. You know, Harriet and I, you know, were obviously saved. We were attending another church here in Americus, and a good church, good people, nothing wrong with that. But we kind of had a history with some of the couples that had started Cornerstone Church. I think Cornerstone got started in 1985, so they had it started about 5 years, and we had a little history there. And Harriet's mom and dad, so my in-laws, were coming to Cornerstone. And at the time, it was just a little small building on Lee Street here. And so so Mr. Bill, you know, said, hey, why don't y'all come to church with us? And so so we, you know, came to church just to try it out. And I was in, you know, like a time where really, you know, times like that, well, you know, Kevin and I were talking this morning about times like that, when you really make a choice to press into relationship with the Lord, or either you run away from Him and you blame Him for whatever happened in your life. Well, I'm so thankful that I chose to press into Him and into relationship. And when we went to Cornerstone the first day, it was like, this is it. God's presence is here, you know? And man, that's where I wanted to be, you know. In His presence, His fullness of joy. And it was such a sad time in my life. I needed that joy. And so so we started coming, and I tell you, it was an exciting time, just from a standpoint of every Sunday I looked so forward to coming to church, because you never knew what God was going to do. God was working, God was moving, and it was like, oh, I can't wait to go back next Sunday and see what He's doing. And we had so many people packed in that little bitty church, you know, that was there. And so that's really what got us to Cornerstone, you know, as members. And of course, I have functioned in lots of different positions over the years. At the time, I was grown, but I could barely play guitar. I played bass as my first instrument, and had one guy at a life group, because Cornerstone is, you know, real heavy in life groups, is where we came out of. And so he just insisted that I play guitar every week. And so so I learned how to play guitar better. And so eventually ended up playing on the worship team. Eventually ended up leading the worship team for about 9 years. Led youth for about 5 years. Was doing all of the stuff. And, you know, still full-time job, own my own business, doing that kind of thing. I knew that I had a call to be a pastor, really since I got saved at the age of 13, and had avoided it because my family valued work, and we worked hard. And, you know, a pastor, I'm looking at that, dude works on Sunday and Wednesday. How hard is that? It's not work, you know? And so I really didn't – I was running from that. And so really didn't tell my wife even that until we went through a series of events. There again, you know, I think God puts things on you to get you to move. You know, persecution caused the early church to move out, you know, from Jerusalem. And so we went through some things in our business, some struggles. You know, the 2008 housing bubble burst, and I'm selling building materials and lumber and stuff. And our business, you know, started struggling and experienced challenges that we'd never had. And I knew I had this call to ministry, and I felt like God was telling me around 2013, Robbie, if you don't do what I have for you now, you're going to miss it. And I thought, God, I don't want to miss what you've got for me. I know you're a good father, and you have good things for your kids, and I want to do what you've called me to. So that was it. So I remember talking to Richard Roberts, and he came over, and I was feeling all this going on, and I remember him describing how he felt in his business before he went on the mission field, and how he just felt trapped and closed in within those walls. And man, I was feeling that. It was like he was reading my mail and just describing exactly how I was feeling. And I already had a few things that kind of attracted me to Christ for the Nations. And he came out and said, man, why don't you go to Christ for the Nations? And so, you know, we went out there for campus days and ended up making the decision to go there. Told my wife, you know, the first night that we were there about this call that I had to be a pastor, and she couldn't believe that I had not told her about that before. and here we were, but we really made the decision and said, hey, you know, we're going to go there for a year, and if nothing else comes out of that other than we're closer to the Lord because we spent that time, then it would have been worth it. And so we did that. We went out there for a year, came back, and really Kevin had God working with him to this idea of another campus. And try to make my detailist story shorter. Basically, God was speaking to Kevin. God was speaking to us. God was speaking to Marion County couples. And so everything kind of came together, and I ended up being, you know, on staff here at Cornerstone. And it's been a great, great, great experience. I'm so happy and so fulfilled, and just feel so blessed and honored that God would allow us to be a part of what he's doing and be a part of ministering to people's lives and serving them. And so it's been great. So yeah, that's what got me here.
Yeah. When I first came to Cornerstone, you seemed so happy and blessed to be here. I thought you had been at Cornerstone for like a long time, And then getting to know you, you know, hearing parts of that story that you just told, I was like, oh, you just got started as well here. I mean, you've been a member and an active member and a leader for a long time here, but that was really exciting right out of the gate. coming from college and being able to be a part of a vision that you all had to move beyond the walls of Americus and to enter into a community that did not have a church like this in a rural area that people are not wanting or even attempting to tackle, and to move out of that and to be a part of that right from the gate was really exciting. And just from how you acted and how you carried yourself, both of you, I thought, man, you had been here for for ages. But like you said, 2013, and then.
Well, yeah, I had been at Cornerstone since 1990. And I tell you, I can't express the love that God had given me just for these people. I remember being down on my hands and knees. Y'all remember that old brown carpet that we used to have in the sanctuary? And it would stain up like crazy. And I remember just being down on my hands and knees with the little spot scrubber, scrubbing a spot out of that carpet, and thinking, God, I love this church. I love these people. You know what I mean? They've been such a blessing to me just in my Christian walk. Even the pastors over the years that we had, you know, Mark Baldwin, I remember, man, he just encouraged me, don't take somebody's word for it. You dig into that Bible and you find out what God's word means to you. You know, you go get it from him. Don't just take my word that this is what it says. Find out, you know. And just the encouragement of that over the years, Daryl Shatro, which I still, my phone goes off once a month. I got an alarm set to call Daryl and talk to him. And he's been just such a mentor in my life of just walking faith out. You know what I mean? Just step by step. I remember one time at the hardware stores, I had a lawnmower shop, and I was out of, a mechanic had quit on me right in the height of the season, you know. And so I was working late and doing all kinds of stuff. And I remember Daryl showed up in his overalls just to help service lawnmowers. He's like, I can change oil. I can sharpen blades. I can, you know. And I'm like, man, that was, to me, that was much more better than a spoken sermon. Is I'm like, this man's walking this out. You know, he's really being there for that. You know, Derek Vreeland, gosh, was such an encouragement to me. He's really the first person that ever considered or put the thought out there that I could even work in a church. He was like, man, I'd like to have you on staff. I wish I could. You know, it's really what kind of put the thought there, you know, the little seed there to do that. And then, of course, then Kevin, you know, I think I've seen as Kevin during the time he's been here, I've seen him grow as a leader, you know what I mean? And so learn a lot about leadership under Kevin and how do we do this thing? I feel like I'm still young and we're still figuring this thing out, you know? Even though I've been going at it for years now, I'm still learning. It's still fresh. It's still new.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. Well, I do appreciate both of you guys. I lean on you a lot, and I love working with you guys, so it's a lot of fun. And we have a lot of fun while we're working, so
right. That's
good too.
Yeah.
All right, so let me talk about my story. So I've been here now for 11 years. And so 11 years ago, Cornerstone Church was in transition. Pastor Derek Vreeland was getting ready to leave, take a job at another church, leaving on good terms, leaving the church healthy. And I was in transition. I had recently stepped down from being over youth and children's ministry at a church, and they were going through transition. They're bringing in a new pastor, and I felt like I should just step back and allow that new pastor to come in with kind of like a clean slate and do whatever he wanted. So we stepped down, and it was January of 2011. We went to Florida on vacation. It was a bad winter in Ohio. And the whole time I was in Florida, I was like, I don't want to go home. I don't want to go home, you know, to the cold weather. And I thought, we're going to move south. We're going to move south. And the whole way driving home, I just kept saying, we're going to move south. We're going to move south. And I did have my own business at the time also. So I thought about maybe opening up another company in Florida, and then I could, you know, break up my time between the two. And then I started also looking for pastoral jobs that were out there. And I came across Cornerstone Church in February of 2011, near the end of February 2011. And as I was looking on the website, I was like, everything looks good. And usually when you're looking at potential positions, you know, you look through, you're like, this is good, this is good, this is good. And then you get out, like, there's a red flag. You're like, eh, never mind. You know, just kind of toss it off. And when I got done looking at everything, I saw no red flag. You know, so then I showed it to my wife. I'm like, what do you think? She's like, well, put in your resume, see what happens. I'm like, okay. So I got it in on the very last day of February, which was the last day they were receiving applications. So I barely got it in on time. And then they posted on the website that like over 700 people had applied for this job. And I thought, well, you know, you always learn something going through the process. But I'm like, I'm not going to get the job. There's too many other people, you know. And we kept seeing on the website the numbers dwindled down. You know, it started at 700 plus, and then it was down to 600, down to 500 as they were weeding out people, weeding out these applications. And I kept going from round to round. They would have like a round of interviews or a round of questions that you had to answer. And so they kept asking for more information and kept weeding people out. And then it got down to 20 people that were still in, and I was still in. And almost like I was playing the game Survivor, you know, and like my kids would ask me.
They didn't have you on an island, but.
Well, my kids would, have you gotten voted off the island yet, Dad? Like, no, I'm not voted off the island. They haven't given me a pineapple or anything. And so kept going round and round. They were always asking. And I thought, it got down to 20 people. I said, I should probably tell some of my family members, because I didn't really tell anybody, because I thought, I'm not going to get the job, right? And so I thought, I should start telling some people so they know. And so we started telling, you know, some of our family members and stuff. And then it got down to 6 people left, and I was still in the running. And then they handed those 6 off to the elders, because they had a pastoral search team that was handling. Then they handed the 6 last people off to the elders. The elders cut it in half down to 3. And then after an interview, an online interview that we were doing, and they invited me to come down and spend a weekend. So we said yes to that, came down for a long weekend to preach on Sunday morning, get to know everybody. We had meetings set up, so I was getting to know the area, get to know some of the people in the church, get to know the church. And after the weekend was over, they said, hey, we want you to come down if you're interested. We want to offer you the job. So I said, let me go home for 2 weeks, pray about it, think about it, and I'll let you know. So we went home and prayed about it, thought about it, and decided we felt like that was God. So we then started packing everything up. So we came down here the first weekend in June of that year. And so by July, we had made the decision and we were packing everything up, and we moved into our house down here on the last day or two of July. And I started work on August 1st, so of 2011. So now we've been down here about 11 years.
Yeah.
So yeah, and we've had a lot of fun doing it. So it's been a good move for us and a good opportunity. So we've enjoyed getting to know everybody in the church and serving this community and the people here. So it's been a lot of fun.
Didn't maybe Stacy mentioned this one time, but when you were here on one of those visits, didn't you and her, you didn't tell anybody in the church, but you all just spent time walking around the community and praying?
Yeah. So after they offered us the position, we were supposed to leave like the next day. And we thought we wanted to stay around just a few more days because we'd been busy meeting with people, being, you know, sightseeing and stuff. And we just wanted to spend some time as a family. What's it like to walk into Walmart here as a family? What's it like to walk into another grocery store here or shop here? And so we just needed a day or two to just kind of pray, to walk around, to explore by ourselves and say, hey, do we see ourselves living here? So, yeah, we took a little extra time to do that.
Yeah.
So it's good.
Yeah. What I've really enjoyed about you since I've been here is the outward focus that our leadership has, the outreach focus, the community focus that we have. You told me before when you first came to Cornerstone, you know, the budget itself for outreach, which I think is a reflection of where, you know, people's motives and thinking may lie. You know, it was rather small. And since then, every single year, you all have built that up and grown that out. And I think really if a church is going to be anything, you know, it's going to be for those people that we're trying to, of course, reach out to and bring to Jesus and into God's kingdom. So that's one thing I've really appreciated about you all since you've been here, is not just keeping things for yourself, but just selfishly, you know, just selflessly giving away and being there for this community. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to keep the arrows angled out. You know, it's, the longer we're here, it's easy to become inward focused. And a lot of churches do become inward focused. So we're always trying to think, how do we stay focused outside? How do we help somebody outside beyond our four walls? So it's important as a church to not get too inward focused. It's easy to do.
Yeah, it is.
We all have a tendency to think that way.
You know, I think Cornerstone's always been very missions focused.
Yes.
You know, like we've got, you know, missions month. You see all the flags hanging in the, wherever we've sent people to, short-term or long-term missions. Oh, yeah. All over, but I think Kevin has really brought a focus to, you know what? You got people next door that need the hope of Jesus. You got people, you know, down the street and across town and whatever, just right here. And so I feel like we're still missions focused, but it's local missions as well.
That's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. And that's what we want to be, as a well-balanced church when it comes to local outreach, missions, life groups, you know, I mean, just everything, you know, I mean, that's what I think I've seen from you all, is just, we want to be well balanced and do an excellent job in everything that we do. So I think that's important.
It is good. Yep. That is important. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Family Talk. You can stay up to date on our family conversations by subscribing. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or on TikTok. All those links can be found in the show notes. You can also hit the share button and share this episode on social or with someone that you love. And finally, dropping a rating and telling us what you think of this episode will help spread our conversations. Thank you for being a part of our family here at Family Talk. We'll see you next time.